Welcome to Perspective Transformation with Marty and Friends. Whether you're looking for encouragement, practical training, or clear focus, you'll want to grab a notebook, as today's guest trainer shares rock-solid strategies you can implement starting immediately. Sponsored by WomenSpeakers.com, here's your host, Marnie Swedberg.
Welcome, welcome. This is Marnie Swedberg. I'm excited to have you with us this afternoon, and I'm about to bring on our guest, Lainey Hauser. But first, let's talk about our topic today, making money with flow and ease. Oh, we're going to have so much fun. We're going to talk about why making money feels hard for most people and what you can do about it. The number one reason you must act now, and it's not the economy, the easiest way to start making money with flow and ease, and the number one reason you aren't making the money you want to make, and it's not what you think, also the single most effective method to making more money, no matter what your career, as well as the biggest money-related mistake people make and how you can fix it, three ways to heal your money story, and how to release money so it can flow with ease. Our guest today is Lainey Hauser. She's a financial therapist, life and business coach, money mentor, and speaker who helps women open their hearts to live the dreams God has for them. You can learn more about Lainey over at her own website, laineyhauser.com. You can also invite her to speak via womenspeakers.com. And I'm so excited to welcome you now, Lainey. Hi.
Thank you, Marty. Thank you for that lovely introduction. I'm super excited to be here and just so delighted to have met you. And thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you too. I was telling you before we came live, it's been a while since we did a money show. So money is one of those topics that, you know, we just don't, because we don't hurt people's feelings, and because maybe we have some ideas about it in our own heads that we're uncomfortable with or whatever. We just don't talk about it very much.
And I think, Marnie, a lot of people carry a lot of shame when it comes to money. Mm-hmm. And they carry secrets and hidden stuff inside of them that they just don't share with people, sometimes not even the people closest to them. So money carries a lot of emotion. And it's the interesting thing about money is that money itself is neutral, right? Money has zero meaning. It is just a neutral piece of paper or a digital thing that we exchange. So in and of itself, it's neutral. And the funny thing about money, it's what we project onto it are the things that we feel. And so you're right. We don't talk about money enough for sure.
Yeah. We're going to talk first here about why making money feels hard for a lot of people. And when you wrote that as a talking point, why? Go ahead and just address it. I was trying to even say, why did you say that? Like, why do you think it's hard for most people? And then why is it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Marnie. And so, you know, for most people, making money feels hard. It feels like a grind. It feels like the harder I work, the more I'm going to make, you know, this hustle, hustle, hustle culture. And a couple things. Number one, we don't understand money for the most part. We don't understand how it works. We even going back centuries and centuries, as we look at some stories from Jesus, you know, they didn't understand it either. And so I think Jesus comes along and kind of turns a lot of stuff on its head, as he does. But one of the things is, you know, understanding how money works and understanding from a heart perspective and a mind perspective how money works. But for many, many of us, we went to school, we were taught that we stay in our seats, that we do what the teacher says, we get on the bus, we go to school, we do the thing, we come home, we do our homework. And all of this system was set up during the Industrial Revolution, when we wanted to create workers and people who would work, go to school, come home, and then later go to work. And so it was equated with, you work hard, you get good grades. You work hard, you make good money. And that's simply not how money works. There's a story in my family. My dad says this all the time, and I always reply with the same thing. I said, well, Dad, she understood how money worked. My dad would say my grandmother never worked a day in her life. So my grandparents on my father's side were very, very wealthy, very wealthy. And my grandmother was very wealthy as a child when she was during the Depression. Her family was one of those wealthy families. They lived in downtown Oakland, in the beautiful homes down in Oakland, which is now the slums. But back in the turn of the 1900s, it was a beautiful place. And her father, when he died, left her over $1 million in stocks and bonds and all stuff on paper. Well, she knew what to do with that because her father taught her what to do with that. So she would always tell me as a little girl, she'd say, honey, you can either make money work for you, or you can make, go out and make money. And so she just understood the principle of how money works. Now, my grandfather, so her husband, was a very hard worker. He was an early architect in Southern California, built a lot of the schools that are still down in Southern California. So I've got this family heritage of this woman who knows the secret to money, and my grandfather who's working hard, and my dad who doesn't understand money at all, who says my grandma didn't work a day in her life. I said, no, because she understood money. She didn't go blow through her money. A lot of people would have taken that $1 million and just blown through it. She made that money last from the time she was in her 40s till she died at 96. Mm-hmm. So making money does not have to be hard. It doesn't have to be the grind that we think it is. Mm-hmm. I also come, my other part of my family, my mom's side of the family is super, super poor, like dirt poor. My grandma didn't have shoes to wear to school. Mm-hmm. So that's all part of my money story. And you've got a money story too. And that mm-hmm. money story is informing you today how you feel about making money. So our job is to unpack some of that and begin to understand, how does money actually work? Remembering at the core of it that money is neutral.
Right.
It has zero meaning in and of itself. It's neutral.
I think it's so important. I was just doing a conference last week leading. And when I said that actual phrase out loud. I said, is this good or bad money? And they're kind of like, yeah, it could be like good or bad. And I'm like, neither. It is neither good or bad. And I was using the example of emotions because I said, are emotions good or bad? Emotions are neither good or bad. Emotions are. An emotion comes and then it's what we do with it.
As a matter of fact, Marnie, every single thing in life, every single yep. thing in life is neutral.
It's a gift. It's just like, okay, here it is. What are you going to do with it?
You get to make meaning of every single circumstance in your life. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You define it. So what's the number one reason you have to act now when it comes to money?
And it's not the economy. And right now is the perfect time because the economy, right as we're speaking, we're, you know, interest rates have gone up. The pandemic is over, supply chain, all this stuff. And so it's really, really easy to get caught up in thinking that, oh my gosh, the economy is going crazy and we've got to do something about it. I went to the grocery store yesterday and the bread I buy this very special bread. I have a special diet. And the bread is a sourdough made here locally with only wheat and sourdough starter. And it went from $7.99 to $8.99. And I was like, what the heck? How can these two simple ingredients be a dollar or more? You know? Right. And it would be easy for me to start getting fearful and think like, oh no, you know, mm-hmm. how am I going to afford my bread? You know, you can just see that panic everywhere,
right?
You know, going to the pump, all the things. And so, but the number one reason that you act now, see, if you act on the economy, you're acting out of fear.
Right.
It's a fear-based response. But the number one reason that you must act now is because of love. Mm-hmm. Because money, when we have a proper perspective on money, it opens us up to more love. You see, money's the one thing in your life that goes with you from the moment you're born to the moment you hit the grave, and it touches every single thing that you love in your life. And so when we're thinking about money and we think about money from the perspective of love, and that money can actually represent love to us and to the people around us, then it's our job to figure out how to make it. There's no such thing as a fixed income. It does not exist. It doesn't. It's a word that we use. It's a phrase that we use. And it's a fear-invoking phrase. So when we think about money, the reason that you need to make more money is so that you can love deeply. Now, some of you, like you're being triggered right now. You're like, what the heck is this lady talking about? Stick with me. Keep on going. Work through your triggers as we're talking. This is a topic that brings up many, many things for many people. Stick with the conversation. And I promise you on the other side, when you get to the other side of your money stuff, which is when you die, as you continue to work through your money stuff, you get to see how it is a topic that allows you to heal your entire life.
Yeah, no, that's just great. So somebody's listening, they're like, well, I've always thought of myself as being on a fixed income. And now you're saying that's kind of a limiting word. So how would I start to make money flow?
So the easiest way to start to make money flow and to see that money does actually flow, it's a thing in your life that flows. In my town, I live where we have a bunch of canals. I live in Bend, Oregon, which is a little tourist town east of the Cascades in Oregon. And in my town, there's all these, it's super dry. I live in the desert. And so there's all these canals that were made to provide water to the desert and to all the cattle ranches that are out here in the desert. And I think of money so many times when I'm on my walks and hiking, and you go by a canal all the time. I drive by them to even get to my house. And I think of money kind of like that. The source where these canals are coming from is way, way high in the mountains in the glacier. And that water is melting. It's coming down the river. And then it's being channeled in many ways to these properties. And money is just like that. It starts with our source, and I believe that God is our source. Always, He's the source. And because He's the source of money, it is completely infinite. It never, ever, ever runs out. And it starts with Him, and it's then channeled all the way down the valley, into the crevices, into your life through different places. And so if you want money to start flowing with grace and ease, you can start today. And the easiest way to do that is to make a list of 50 ways you can make money today. You can actually have money flow in your life today. So you make a list of 50 things without judging it, without criticizing it, just this brainstorm crazy list. And you can have crazy things on there. The very first time I did this, Marnie, it had on there, well, I could sell my body. I could
I was thinking lemonade stand.
Now, this is how crazy, right? When you're brainstorming, you're just allowing your mind to flow. So I'm like, well, I could, you know, probably go sell my body down the street. So, and I left that on my list because it's a brainstorm, and without judgment or without criticizing it, I just left it there. But then it got my creative juices flowing more and more. What are 50 ways that you can start making money today? Another thing that was on my list was I could sell my car. Do I need my car? Well, there's not great public transportation, so I crossed that one off. But I didn't do any of that editing until after I got to 50 things. Yeah. I guarantee you, you probably have something you could sell. Yeah. You could probably walk in. Today, the economy is, you could probably walk into some place and get a job. I know in my town, there are several places that say, I'm hiring, paid today, mm-hmm. right? So money comes through lots and lots of different channels. And if you're desperately, you could borrow money. You could bet on yourself and take your passion to profit and borrow some money to get that started and pay someone back at 10, 15, 20, 25, 30% to get your fire under your rear end, to get you going. And really turn that money over. That's what Jesus did. He handed three different people some money. And then he said, I'm going on a trip. I'm going to go on this trip. And when I come back, I want to see what you've done with the money. And so I promise you, there are ways if you get to opening your mind, which is infinite possibility, there's ways that you could make money today. So the easiest way to start making money with flow and ease is to start today.
Start
right where you're at. To just get started, right? Make that list. Yep. Make that list.
Yeah, cool.
Well, that's fun. One and do it today. I know that I could go and sell some of my clothes today. If I wanted to make $50 today, I could go and sell my clothes today. And I'm guessing there's something that you have that's a value that you could sell today to make some money. You could borrow some money. There's lots and lots of different ways for you to get money today.
I've never done 50. I've done 20 a couple times, but I've never done 50. That would be a stretch.
If you stretch and you don't stop until you hit that 50 and you don't let your brain edit at all. It's really, you don't edit. You just keep writing and writing. And if you need to get up and take a walk and you're frustrated and you throw that piece of paper across the room and like, this exercise is stupid, do that and then come back until you get to 50.
And I think that the most important thing about this particular thing that you're having us do or recommending that we do here is it gets the juices flowing. It's not that you're going to go do all 50 of those things, obviously.
I'm not going to sell my body anytime soon.
Thank you. I'm so glad to hear this. But no, it's because God has made our brains in a certain way. And what happens is when it's tightly locked up like that, it sometimes takes a lot of pressure to just open the dam. You know, I mean, it's just, you're getting the flow going so that your brain can start thinking about money in a different way. And so Absolutely. That's really cool. Yeah. What's the number one reason that people aren't making the money they want?
So, okay. And back to that one, then I'll answer this one.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
The second exercise you can do, if you're a business owner or you want to be a business owner, you've got a passion and you want to make a profit, is make another list of 50 things, 50 ways you could make money using your passion, using your business today. You can make money today using your passion business. So it's two. So that's 100 ways to make money. You can come up with that today. And the number one reason that you aren't making the money that you want to make today is because you don't believe it. Really, it comes back to our minds. Like we talked about at the beginning, Marnie, that we just have not opened our mind to the possibility. We have the mind of God. We have the mind of Christ. The Holy Spirit lives in us, which means that we have infinite possibility out there, that there are miracles upon miracles. I often tell some of my clients, I say a couple of things. There's two ways to create a miracle in your life. One of them is God comes down and he just instantly does something and it's a miracle. No explanation. We can't explain it. And that's amazing. And that's a miracle. And sometimes that happens. And the second way to create a miracle is you create that miracle. You are a miracle creator and you get to create whatever it is and you want in your life. Part of my story is that I was at one point in my life, I was so depressed, I wanted to die. I looked at the pills on my bedside. I was taking so many antidepressants and all this, these meds. I mean, I was on meds for bipolar and depression, and I just could not get a grasp on my life. I was so internally miserable. On the outside, I looked amazing. I was running a seven-figure a year mental health therapy practice, and I'm on the back end doing this. Well, before I got to this point, I did quit seeing clients, but I was still running the business. We were bringing in $177,000 a month in my therapy practice. And so on the outside, I looked really stellar. And on the inside, I was dead. I was dying. And I went to treatment for a month for depression. So I want you to know, I only tell you my story because some people come back and they say like, well, you don't understand. No, actually, I do. I spent a month in a hospital because I was so depressed. I got out of there and I still wasn't recovered. A month doesn't do it, friends, when you're that down. And a couple months after that, I lost everything in my life, including my $1 million business, my $1 million a year business. And I went on food stamps. Talk about a fixed income. I'm on food stamps. And when those ran out, I went to the food bank. I had a brand new Acura ILX hybrid at the time. And I drove to the food bank in my brand new car that I could afford a couple months ago. And now I'm on going to the food bank. So I want to tell you, it does not matter where you are at right now. The number one reason you are not making money, my friend, is because you don't believe you're worth it. Because you don't believe you deserve it. And those are two, obviously I feel this very deeply. And I want you to know, it does not matter where you are at right now. I have climbed out of the pit. Put my marriage back together. We've been married 34 years. Put my money back together. Put my health back to everything. It's been amazing. A miracle that God and I created together. He did some things instantaneously. And most of it, my friend, I worked and worked and worked to create my own miracle. You get to create a miracle in your life too. The number one reason you aren't making the money that you want to make is because you don't believe in your worth. And I want to tell you, your net worth and your self-worth are not equal at all. And you don't believe you deserve it. And deservingness is this place of, you know, I'm working for something, so therefore I deserve it. I want to separate your worth, your deservingness from your money, from what you're making, especially as women, because we're taught that we are not the breadwinners. We're not the ones, you know. And there's two other things that I tell my clients. And then there's two people who are going to rescue you. You and Jesus. Mm-hmm. 90% of the time, 99% of the time, it's going to be you. Getting out of your victimhood, getting out of this place of waiting for someone to come along. You're Prince Charming. He ain't coming. Even if you're married to Prince Charming, you still have a responsibility to take care of you, manage you. And the other person who might rescue you is Jesus.
Yeah. And I think even when we rescue ourselves, Jesus is right there. The only reason I have a brain is because he gave me a brain. The only reason I'm alive today is because he created me for a time as now. Yeah, I mean, it's like, but he does really expect us to walk that out. He doesn't just say, lay in bed all day and I'll just take care of everything for you. It's not like that. He does want to flow through us and partner with us. And a lot of it is walking it out. I was thinking when you were saying you're Prince Charming, and you know, some, even if your husband or someone else did come and offer you what you needed, if you weren't mentally prepared for it, it wouldn't work out. And we see that with lottery winners. They get the money and they're worse off a couple of years later than they were before, because That's they right. mentally were not capable of saying, this is a good gift and I can use it wisely.
So people with an inheritance, like my grandmother, you know, she knew what to do with that. And I think, you know, Marnie, Jesus is with you no matter what. When you're laying in bed, not getting out of bed, miserable and depressed like I was, Jesus was still there with me.
Exactly.
And when I turned my life around and was happy, Jesus is still here with me. Right. He walks the journey no matter where we're at. But he also, like you said, gives us resources.
It says in the Bible, there are good works assigned before you were born for you to do with your name on it. So he does expect you to get up and do it. Okay. What's the single most effective method to making more money, no matter what your career?
The single most effective way to making more money and to keeping more money and to being able to give more money away is to manage your mind, is to be in the space of understanding how money works. If you don't know how money works and all this that we're talking about here, that Marnie and I are talking about today, you don't get it. Reach out, get help. Don't do it alone. No matter what your career is, the single most effective way to making more money is to understand how money works, to have peace around money, whether you're making a little or a lot. The single most effective way is to making more money is to have peace. So money is energy. That's why we call it currency, right? A current, we plug our stuff into the wall and electricity comes out and it works. Mm. Money is the same way. We go to the grocery store and we plug it into the, it's really currency. We plug it into the little thing there and it takes money out of there and you've got now energy to fuel your body. Yep. So it's literally energy. And so understanding that money is simply a form of energy and managing that well, and just like our emotions. So when we're in higher energy state, I began studying energy when my best friend died back about, it's almost been 20 years now, but one day she died, her heart stopped beating and she died. And I was like, what the heck? What is that? Well, we have a currency flowing in our body all the time. We have enough electricity in our body to light up your entire city, whatever city you're in, to light up millions of households just in your body alone. Mm-hmm. And if that stops beating, we die. And so, and we also have chemical energy. We are a ball of chemicals. And when those chemicals get together, we create emotion. And so we want to stay in the electrical and chemical most high version of energy we possibly can, which is love. And joy, partnering with God. The single most effective way to make money is to believe that you can. To believe it, and then to fill your heart and joy with love. And then go out and believe in yourself and use those 100 ways to start making money today. Once you start making money, you're going to be like, oh, this isn't hard. Lainey was right. And then you'll make more. When it starts flowing, it starts flowing.
Yeah. What is the biggest money related mistake people make then?
You know, I think the biggest money related mistake people make is because it's so emotionally charged. It's so emotionally, like I said at the beginning, you know, there's shame and doubt and insecurity and fear. A lot of times people are fears. They make money I'm not going to be able to keep it. So therefore they don't make money. They're afraid of success. They're afraid of failure. Mm-hmm. They're afraid of so many things when it comes to money. I can't handle money. Mm-hmm. I know my mom, when I was a little girl, told me that money burned a hole in my pocket. Well, guess what? When I got older, you know, I took that in and I believed that, and I had to do some work around that. That's a money trauma for me. Yeah. And so the biggest mistake people make is they try to do this alone. And I want to tell you, friend, you have money traumas. There are places in your life where money has been a traumatic experience for you. Mm-hmm. And if you're trying to heal those alone, get rid of those alone, you can't see them sometimes. And you need some other eyes upon you to go, oh, okay, wait a minute. Oh, that's a trauma. And let's fix that. Let's heal that. Yeah. Let's get rid of that block so that the, if I have a kink in my garden hose, now's the perfect time because it's summer. And it's super frustrating when I'm out watering my garden, there's a kink in that hose and it stops the flow. That's what trauma does to money in your life. It just is a kink in your hose. Yeah. And sometimes I have to go back and I have to lift the hose up and it's stuck around something else. And I'm like pulling the hose apart to get the water to flow. And that's what we got to do with your money trauma is just get peace out so it can flow again.
Mm. One of the things that I have to keep, I feel like I've made so much progress, but I kept having this thought where I need to earn it. Like, I have to earn it. And God's really worked on me with that thought process is that I can never really earn anything. Like I can do work and get paid for that work. I can do that. I can do an exchange. But when he's wanting to lavish his love on me, his gifts on me, there's nothing I can do to repay that to him. Like I can't earn his good favor. He just wants to give it to me. And he wants me to stop feeling like I have to earn it or deserve it. And I even remember there was this time a couple of years ago, he had me do something and I didn't think it went very well, but financially it was great. I mean, it came right in just above the, what we were hoping for. It, you know, it was just awesome. And I was really irritated the next day. And he's like, why are you so upset? And I said, cause that just did not go the way I wanted. And he goes, but it was a fundraiser and you saw what we, you know, you exactly what you asked for. Why are you upset? He kept asking me, why are you upset? And I'm like, because I didn't earn it. I didn't do a good enough job to deserve that. He's like, wrong thinking, you know? And it was just, I've been sick now for a little bit with this crud. And during one of the periods of time that I've really just, I was just really pretty much in bed. God just brought in all this money for a mission thing. And I didn't do one thing. And he just did it through me while I was sick. And I was thinking of how different that felt to me. Like instead of being irritated with him or irritated with myself or just upset that I was so sick, I was just so grateful that I didn't have to earn it. Like I could just do what he's asking me to do today, even if that's just recognizing that today is a sick day. Okay, then today's a sick day. And God's going to keep doing his work through me or through others. And I can just really appreciate it and enjoy it. And it's a big mental shift for me that one's still kind of in the works. But just that this happened just recently made me so happy. I was like, oh, well, this is so much better than feeling like I have to earn it exactly perfectly well in order to receive it with joy.
I love that, Marty. That's so beautiful. I mean, and just the way the Lord spoke to you and worked in your heart. You know, I think as women, we struggle with receiving. We're such good givers.
We are.
giving. And that's honestly, that's how I got broken. I mean, like I was broken, people. Broken. And that's how I got broken was not receiving, not be a good receiver. And so that's one of the things that the Lord has worked on me to open and be receiving, open and receive. Mm-hmm. There's this earning thing. That is not a thing. I mean, think of it. Like we don't deserve any of the things. My daughter had a baby 2 weeks ago and I look at this little tiny thing. She's amazing. And I think she didn't earn a darn thing. And stay in that state of
gratitude.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually love the analogy of pregnancy and delivery when it comes to money as well. How much of that development of your grandchild did your daughter actually do? She carried the process of development, but she did not weave that child together.
She did not.
No. So it's a lot like that with money too. I feel like, you know, we get to be the carrier. We are involved. It's not that we're not involved, but we don't have to do the heavy lifting here. And I feel like there's so much freedom in this for us.
So much freedom in this when we receive that.
Mm-hmm. Right? So talk about, okay, some people are listening. They're like, okay, I got some of those money stories going on. So what do I do now?
So okay, back to don't do it alone, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I like to think of, so for a while I was a pastor, talk about money stories. Mm-hmm. And so I like to think in like alliterations. So I think of it as, you know, you want to heal your heart, your head, and your hooves, right? Your heart is your heart, your emotions. You're working to heal your money story. Your head is those thoughts. Your thoughts control your heart every single time. And so sometimes we think, you know, and this is me, I used to think this too, that we would have an emotion and that emotion was actually controlling me. And that's backwards. Your emotion never controls you. That's why 2 Corinthians 10:3-5 says, take every thought captive. Mm-hmm. Make it obedient to Christ. Well, do you know that when every thought is captive to Christ, it turns into love every single time?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So we're taking our thoughts captive and we're turning those back into love. So we want to heal our money store with our head, which is taking those thoughts captive, understanding where they're coming from and using different methods to really take those thoughts every single time. It's your thoughts, it's your emotions. And emotion is simply energy in motion. Yeah. When you feel something, you've got to have that chemical release so it goes out in action. And that's why I love the third part, which is your hooves, your feet, your actions. Right. Change your actions. So those are the three ways that you can heal your money story. We've all got money trauma, every single one of us. So for many years, I was a trauma therapist. I'm trained in, and I was certified in a whole bunch of different trauma modalities. And so get someone that can help you release that. I can help you as quick as I can help my garden hose, get rid of some of those money traumas. You know, there's other women out there who can just like, hey, mm-hmm. we're going to get rid of that right now, here and now. We're going to go release mm-hmm. the hose so you can squirt and water your flowers so they can live.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's three things. It's managing your mind, understanding what you're thinking, getting a grip on all the thoughts mm-hmm. that you think in a day, and then managing your emotions, knowing that your heart and those emotions are telling you something. And that those emotions are simply signals of other right. things that are going on in your mind, and then doing a different action, your body, leading with your body.
Mm, love that. Love that. So how do we release money so it can flow with ease?
Well, I think it's kind of a culmination of all the different things we've talked about. And I love that you wove in that you didn't feel like you deserved all the money after that fundraiser that you did, that, okay, I can't have this because I don't deserve it. And I think, really stepping into the place of, girlfriend, you not only deserve the money that you're given, you deserve so much more. You deserve to have it all. You deserve to have relationships that are beautiful, that honor you as a daughter of the King of Kings. You deserve to have great friendships with women. You deserve to have great business mentors and friends. And you deserve to have women in your life who lift you up and esteem you. You deserve to have any and all of the money that you want. So how do you release it? You release it by starting there. I deserve it and I'm worthy. And if that feels like so uncomfortable, all this stuff is super triggering and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm triggered all over the place. My emotions are going crazy. Take a deep breath and step into who you are. That you are actually a queen. You're a daughter of the King of Kings, a queen, and you deserve it. You get to rule your life. You get to decide who you want to be in this world so that you can release money to flow to you. And I promise you, once you understand some of the stuff and get some of the stuff in your back pocket and in your heart and in your feet and in your mind, money comes with flow and ease.
Hmm. when you were saying the word deserve, I was thinking, I wonder if we can use a different word there for those of you who are struggling with that word deserve. Because when I think of salvation for me personally, I think, you know, I could have never earned or deserved what Jesus did on the cross for me. But because he created me and because he says I am worth it, that's why we deserve it. Not because I'm so awesome. Even though I am in Christ, right? We're amazing when we just think of any part of our bodies, just our eyes or our fingers alone. I mean, we are incredibly made. But it's not like a prideful thing when we say we deserve it. This is a humble, grateful position of, because you say I am chosen, because you say I am anointed and appointed, because you say I was worth dying on the cross for, therefore I stand fully in who you say I am, and I receive what you want to give me and what you've assigned to my account. And I love that. I love the humility of it. And it sounds different to me. Like sometimes when I'm hearing deserve, it sounds like, you know, you owe it to me, like a big, you know, God owes it to me. And it's not that mentality. Maybe say it in your own words now. What I just said, rephrase in your own words. What's your perspective there?
And I use that word super intentionally.
Right. Yeah.
Because I know
it triggers. I see what you're doing there.
Super intentional word that I'm using because it's going to trigger you and trip you up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Deserving is very different. What you're talking about is an entitlement mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm entitled to this and I deserve this because I'm entitled to it.
Right.
That is very, very different than this attitude of, I am created in God's image.
Yeah.
I am deserving. Now see, there's another word, worthy, right? And they're kind of intertwined, but kind of not. Yeah. And those are the two words. Deserving is much more triggering. It comes with a lot more baggage. And so to use that word intentionally is to trigger you.
Yes,
to understand,
exactly.
Wait a minute. Actually, what Lainey is saying is, yes, you deserve because you are in Christ. Did those three guys deserve the bag of money that Jesus gave them?
Yeah.
They didn't. Did they?
And not, and not one more than the other.
And their worth was not tied to it because Jesus gave it. And they just went out and did what they did with it. One guy doubled it. One guy kept it the same. And one guy squandered it, put it in the dirt. But none of them deserved it. Jesus just gave. And so deserving is, yes, you deserve it because you're a daughter of the King of Kings. But also that doesn't mean that we just sit around and wear our crowns and think it's just going to come to us.
Right.
It's a matter of understanding that there is nothing in this world. There's no amount of money. There's nothing in this world that is more valuable than you. All the money in the world could come to you.
Right.
And it still wouldn't stack up to your worth. And yet we think as women that we don't deserve it. You know, I've heard women say to me, I don't deserve SHID. They've said those exact words to me. Lainey, I don't deserve any of that. I don't deserve nothing. I've been so bad. I've done this. I've done that. I don't deserve anything. And so I want to change our own vocabulary because we speak to ourselves that way. Mm-hmm. Why would I get that? I don't deserve that. I deserve nothing, man. I've done that. Right? That's how we talk to ourselves. And so to flip that around and to say, I deserve the good things in life that God gives me, and I receive them with humility, honor, grace, and joy.
Yeah.
In all of its beauty.
Yeah.
So
I love it.
So, yes, look at those words.
Yep.
And pull out the entitlement. I realized at one point in my life that I had a lot of entitlement. You know, we think the next generation has entitlement. So, you know, our Gen X gens are like, oh, our kids are entitled, da, da, da. You know, they deserve all this. And we haven't looked at ourselves. And I remember a moment in time when God spoke to me and he said, oh, honey, you're acting out of entitlement. I was like, ooh, my goodness, it stings. that's not who I want to be.
Right, right.
Deservingness and entitlement are different.
Yes, I love that. I love that. And I love that there's actually hope, regardless of how you came into this conversation today, regardless of how you're feeling right now about it. There is hope for you to move into more of a, and I'm just going to say, an alignment with how God is thinking about money for you. And Lainey, I want them to know how to reach you. Your website is laineyhauser.com. Also, you've got a summit coming up all about this.
Yes,
you guys want to really track on that. Also, Lainey is going to be one of our speakers on this topic again at the Best You 2022 Summit coming July 14th. So check that all out, and available to speak at events also through womenspeakers.com. So when people get over to your website, Lainey, what are they going to find over there?
So one of the things that I talk about, I love the John 10:10 life, you know, let's live life abundantly. And the conversation about money, why I love talking about money is because it leads to every area of your life. Mm-hmm. Jesus is like, oh, just have abundant finances. We know plenty of people who have abundant finances. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about a holistic life, living that holistic being, you know, your mind, your relationships, your community, all the things abundantly. Ultimately, well, we're not seeking money. None of us are seeking money.
Right.
Right. Ultimately, right. We're seeking peace. Even when I ask Christian women, you know, sometimes they'll give me this line. Well, I just want to glorify God. Well, that's my goal in life. You know, I'll say, what do you want? What's your goal? Biggest goal in life? Well, my biggest goal in life is to glorify God. But if I peel apart the layers and I ask them, okay, tell me what that will do for you. How will that make your life better? What will glorifying God do? Ultimately, we're seeking peace. Mm-hmm. And peace is in here. Peace starts mm-hmm. here. So when you go to my website, you're going to see all kinds of things about rise and thrive and rise out of the ashes. I've done it myself and teach women all the time. How do you raise up and thrive? How do you live that John 10:10 life? Mm-hmm. My other life verse is Matthew 22, where Jesus says, that's John 10:10. The verse where it says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Yeah. How do we live all in all God's fullness in all four of those areas? And so that our life is full.
Yeah. Right. Right. And that's
like, I do business coaching and life coaching and, you know, my heart and passion is for you to live your dream.
I was going to say, that's why you're doing what you do. And that's why you're focusing on money a lot, is because that is where a lot of gals really lose their peace and effectiveness for the kingdom because of getting tangled up in the money thing. And so, you know, the money mindsets that just are not in alignment with what God is teaching in the Bible or what his heart is for us. So I just think I encourage you guys to check everything out there at Lainey's website. And Lainey, thank you so much for this time. So happy to have you here.
Thank you so much just for having me, Marnie. It's been delightful. And one more thing about deserving, you can know whether, so that word, because it's triggering, one of the things that you can know about the word deserving, if it's bringing up triggering or like entitlement or like an feeling for you, you know that you have stepped out of the peaceful feeling of, yeah, I deserve it just because I am. Like, right. It's good. It's beautiful. It's flowing. So those feelings of joy and peace, which, by the way, you get to create in your life.
I was just thinking, as you were saying that, it's kind of as silly as saying, I'm not sure if I deserve this breath of air I'm breathing. I just don't know if I really deserved it today. You know, we would never say that, right? But somehow we say that about money.
So, we say that about a lot of things in life.
We do.
I don't deserve some free kids. Yeah. You're right.
Right, right. Oh. Well, thank you so much for being here. Thanks, you guys, for joining us. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye now.